I'm fine. Only $5, man.
I'll give you $3.
Good care, we'll be back in a month.
I said wait, you didn't wait. 10,000 man hours to get this close to the Dutchman and you blow up my evidence.
Mr. Buck, how'd you know I was gonna do that?
324. Look at your phones. What's it spell?
Oh, FBI.
Yeah, FBI.
Apparently knew we were coming.
You think so, Copernicus? Somebody wanna tell me what this is? Huh? Anybody? Nobody knows what it is. Great. Look at you. How many of you went to Harvard? Don't raise your hands. Don't.
Ah, Diana.
Look at this. Apparently our boy has a sense of humor. What?
Neil Caffrey escaped.
What's this?
U.S. Marshals are requesting your help.
My help?
Director Thompson asked for you personally.
Me? Why would he want me?
Probably because you're the only one who ever caught him.
U.S. Marshals. Appreciate the help. You were the case agent?
Yes, I was.
So you'll agree that this is an unusual situation?
Why would Neil run with 3 months left on a four-year sentence?
Well, that's what we're wondering. It's Warden Haskley, Agent Burke, FBI.
You're the guy who dropped the ball.
You of all people should know what Neil Caffrey's capable of.
I know I spent 3 years of my life chasing him, and you let him walk out the front door.
Gentlemen, might I remind you that Caffrey has a four-hour head start?
Jeffrey came out of the E-Block staff bathroom dressed as a guard. Where did he get the uniform?
Uniform, supply company, on the internet.
Use your credit card?
I use my wife's American Express.
We're tracing the number in case he uses it again.
He won't. How did he get the key cards for the gate?
Well, we think he restriped the utility card using the record head on that.
What are you giving him the CD for?
We walked out the front door and hotwired a maintenance truck in a parking lot. We found it abandoned near the airport. We beefed up security just in case he tries to get out that way.
No, we're not going to catch Caffrey using roadblocks and Warner posters.
He shaved his beard just before he escaped.
Neil doesn't have a beard.
The inmates are photographed each morning as they exit their cells.
I hardly recognize
them. Yeah, I think that's the point.
This morning?
Yes.
Run the series back.
Stop.
That's it. When he stops shaving.
He had a visitor.
Kate Moreau? Know her?
Yeah. I do.
No audio?
No.
She comes back every week like clockwork.
She's not thrilled about this visit.
How soon can we get a lip reader in here?
I'll save you the trouble. Adios, Neil. It's been real. She come back next week?
She never came back.
Okay. That's fun, Kate.
I see Kate moved out. She'd leave you a message in that?
The bottle is the message.
It's been a while.
Yeah. A few years, give or take.
You caring?
You know I don't like guns.
They asked me, what makes a guy like you pull a boneheaded escape with 4 months to go?
Guess you figured it out.
Kate says adios to you at prison and gets busy with her disappearing act. Your trail ends here. But you already know that.
Missed her by 2 days.
Still, it only took you a month and a half to escape the Supermax. Damn impressive.
All clear. Subject identified and unarmed.
Roger that.
You surrounded? How many?
Including my agents and the marshals.
All of them, I think.
What's the message?
Goodbye.
Women. We're going to give you another 4 years for this, you know.
I don't care. That's the same suit you were in the last time you arrested me.
Classics never go out of style.
You know what this is?
No idea. I got it from a case I was supposed to be working on before they yanked me off to find you.
You think you'll catch him?
Don't know. He's good. Maybe as good as you.
What's it worth if I tell you what this is? Is it worth the meeting?
What are you talking about?
If I tell you what this is right now, will you agree to meet me back in prison in 1 week? This is the meeting.
Okay.
It's a security fiber for the new Canadian $100 bill.
Hey. It's got the belt and suspender boys all riled up.
You?
Me? What'd I do?
Kathy was right. That stuff from the bank vault, security fibers for the new Canadian 100.
I'll be damned.
Apparently the formulation's still classified. The Canadian Secret Service are very curious to know how you figured it out.
This should be fun.
You may have started an international incident.
How did you know? Come on, Peter. That's what I do. How upset were the Canadians?
Oh, very. Well, as upset as Canadians can get. All right, so I agreed to a meeting. We're meeting.
I know why you call him the Dutchman.
Like the ghost ship, he disappears whenever you get close.
How do you know anything about him?
You know my life. You don't think I know yours? Did you get the birthday cards?
Nice touch.
You've been after the Dutchman almost as long as you were after me. I'll help you catch him.
Really? Really? How does that work? You want to be prison pen pals?
You can get me out of here. There's case law. Precedent. I can be released into your custody.
Nice. This is very nice. But you're right. I do know you. And I know the second you're out, you'll take off after Kate.
Peter, I'm not going to run. GPS tracking necklace. The new ones are tamper-proof, never been skipped on.
There's always a first time.
Think about it.
Sorry, Neil. Nice try.
Turn it off.
Okay, one minute, Bobby.
Okay, 1 minute.
Is it midnight yet?
Yeah, it's midnight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Don't tell me it's Neil Caffrey. I've been competing with him for 3 years.
He'd be out today.
You considering his offer? Well, of course you are, or you'd be in bed with me. Can he help you find him?
Neil's smart. You know how much I like smart.
Is he as smart as those Ivy League co-eds they throw at you?
He's almost as brilliant as a woman I married.
Well, good answer. So what's the problem?
This is not the way it's supposed to go. You get caught, you do your time. There's more to this. More to this than some lost love. Some side angle he's playing.
So you're suggesting he escapes a maximum security prison, knowing full well that you'd catch him, just so he could trick you into letting him out again?
It's a working theory.
Yeah, keep working. That's so hard for you to believe a man would do that for the woman he loves.
Neil just bought himself 4 more years in prison. For what?
For what? If you were Neil, you wouldn't have run for me?
Let me see it. Understand how this works.
I've been released into the custody of the FBI under your supervision. If this thing chafed my leg, anything I'm missing?
Yeah. If you run and I catch you, which you know I will because I'm 2-0, you're not back here for 4 years. You're back here for good. You're going to be tempted to look for Kate. Don't.
I told you. Bottom line, goodbye.
Then leave it at that. This is a temporary situation. Help me catch a Dutchman. We can make it permanent.
Where are we headed?
Your new home. This is Neil Caffrey. My office called earlier.
There you go. Snake eyes.
Thank you. Can I talk to you for a second? Beautiful part of town.
$500 a month to house you on the inside. So that's what it costs here. For the money, this is as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. You find something better, take it.
What about clothes? I'm wearing my entire wardrobe.
You like thrift stores? There's one at the end of the block. No, don't start. Don't. No protest. This is what you wanted, isn't it? Huh? Look at it's not. Oh, look at her. You don't get that in prison, do you? No, not at all. Listen, your tracking anklet is set up so that you can go anywhere within 2 miles of this place. Here's your homework. Remember, 2 miles.
I'll see you at 7 a.m.
Donate
these. Those are fantastic.
Oh, they belong to my late husband, Byron. He really did have great taste in clothes.
Okay. Thank you. This is a divorce.
Yes. He won it from Cy himself.
Won it?
He beat him at a backdoor draw.
Your husband played poker with Cy DeVore.
He certainly did. And so did I.
No.
Yes. The guys would even let me sit in once in a while on a hand. And I was good. I'm glad to see you appreciate these. I was hoping someone would. I've got a whole closet full of them.
A whole closet?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's a guest room, but... But I haven't used it for anything except storage for years. Oh, Byron used to wear that one whenever we went dancing. The neighborhood was... Let's say it was much nicer then.
But you live nearby?
Not far.
Hey, I'm here for Caffrey, room 11.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Snake
eyes. Nice guy. Left you a note. Gotta be kidding. I have the wrong address.
You must be Peter.
I'm looking for Neil Caffrey.
He's upstairs.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide.
You're early. Shagging a lead at the airport. We got a hit on Snow White.
Snow White, a phrase you decoded from a suspected Dutchman communique to Barcelona. Hmm?
You moved.
Yeah, it's nicer than the other place, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't remember the other place having a view.
I went to the thrift store like you suggested, and June...
The lady with the dog we met...
...was donating her late husband's clothes. We hit it off, she had an extra guest room.
Hmm.
You said if I found a nicer place for the same price, I should take it.
I did say that. All this for $700.
Yep. But help out around the place.
Oh, sure. Feed the dog.
Yeah, watch the jag. Watch your granddaughter from time to time.
She's got you babysitting. How's it going?
Morning, Neil.
Granddaughter?
She's an artist.
Unbelievable. Go get dressed. You mind?
Hey, Grandma.
Good morning, Cindy.
Perfect. Even the freaking coffee is perfect. That's not jewelry on his ankle, you know. He's a felon.
So was Byron.
And in case you wanna know why, well, to kiss her at the good life. Goodbye.
You look like a cartoon.
This is classic Rat Pack. This is a DeVore.
Oh, sorry, Dino. You stop with the hat? Come on, let's go.
You're upset. Sour grapes.
What was that?
Look, you tell me which rule I broke, and I will thumb it back to prison myself.
For starters.
I work hard.
I do my job well, and I don't have a $10 million view of Manhattan that I share with a 22-year-old art student while we sip espresso.
Why not?
Why not? Because I'm not supposed to. The amount of work I do equals certain things in the real world, not cappuccino in the clouds.
But I will find out where June buys her coffee if it's that important.
It's not about the coffee.
I think it is.
No, it's not. This is what gets you into trouble. This is the start of those something-for-nothing schemes that lead to the frauds that got you locked up.
I think it's some sort of Italian roast.
Get in the car.
Who's that?
That's Diana. Diana's my probie.
Probie? Probationary agent. She does everything I don't. She's very good at her job. She can do way better than you. Hey.
You must be Neil Caffrey. Nice hat.
What do we got?
His name's Tony Field. Customs flagged him coming in from Spain in response to our Snow White bolo.
Customs playing nice?
Yeah, the usual chest pounding. He's in their custody, not ours.
This paper work for me. What's he carrying?
You're gonna love this.
Blanca Nieves y los Siete Enanos?
Snow White and her seven little men.
This is what triggered our alert. What do we know about this guy?
Says he's a rare book dealer.
Anything wrong with his paperwork?
Nope. He brought in the same books in the same quantity on three previous trips. He declared them each time.
All right, Dino. Are we wasting our time?
They're not limited runs or special editions. Can't be worth much.
So why go to all the trouble of flying them in?
Good question.
He sure is nervous for having all the right paperwork.
I want to talk to him.
I'll set it up. Hey, boss, I'm grabbing some coffee. You want some?
Yeah, anything but decaf.
Diana, I'll take mine straight.
Neil, the coffee shop's outside.
You are way out of your league.
Oh, harmless flirting. It's like a dance.
No, there is no dance. You're not even on her dance card. No dancing for you.
She digs the hat.
She'd rather be wearing the hat. Peter Burke, FBI.
FBI? Oh, they're really kicking it up a notch.
So, you're a book dealer?
Yes, well, as I have told everyone here, repeatedly, my business is the import and sale of rare books.
How rare can they be? You've got 600 of them.
Let me go to the crime lab. I'll be a desk for fingerprints.
I get it, because I'm telling you how to do your job. So, Snow White in Spanish.
Snow White was not created by Disney, detective. There are a few stories that predate Steamboat Willie.
I'm a federal agent. And you mean folklore, the virginally pure queen? Like Alexander Pushkin's tale of the White Princess and the Seven Knights. Is that what you mean? What are the books for?
I'd appreciate it if you didn't talk to my client. Constitution and all.
Were you chasing the ambulance or they give you a ride? Huh? Must have thumbed it.
No dance, huh?
Not for you.
I thought the FBI had a policy.
That's the military. We don't ask, we don't care. Where's the customs inspector?
Neil was right. The books aren't worth much. You can pick them up for a few dollars on eBay.
Hey, why didn't you tell me the guy lawyered up? The second he makes that call, I can't talk to him.
He didn't call anybody.
Then how did his lawyer know that he...
Got a dead book dealer, a killer lawyer, and a bunch of worthless books. All right, come on. As a reformed professional counterfeiter, what is the Dutchman's interest in these?
Published 1944 in Madrid.
This is what he's after.
The top sheet?
More than that, this is a piece of 1944 Spanish press part.
That's what he wanted. Good. This is good.
He's going to counterfeit something that was originally printed on paper like that.
That's what I would do.
Tony made three prior shipments with these.
Two blank pages per book is 600 sheets.
Too many for paintings, not enough for currency. I bet our dead book dealer knew. Diana, where's that wallet?
It's right here.
This is where he went the day before he left for Spain.
Yeah, I do remember him. He came by several months ago, and then again last week. This is what he came to see. The Spanish victory bond. He took several photographs of it, said he was going to write a book. It's a shame he's dead. This bond does have a fascinating history.
Sequoia.
Yes. Beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, look at that. A perfect fit. You're starting to earn your $700 a month.
You said it had a fascinating history.
Quite. It was issued during the war.
1944?
Yes. Yeah, the U.S. issued it to support the Spanish underground in their battle against the Axis. Very few have ever been redeemed. There's speculation that entire boxes were captured, and many of them are still hidden away in the caves of Altamira.
Full boxes of these?
Yeah. Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the only surviving copy, except it's a forgery. That's not possible.
What are you talking about?
It's the ink. This is iron gall dye mixed to match period colors, but it hasn't dried yet. You can still smell the gum Arabic.
No, this has been here since 1952. It's been here less than a week.
Okay. Tony makes two trips. The first time, he takes a picture of the bond. The second trip in, he steals the original and replaces it with this copy. Can we confirm that?
The timed ink identification test puts the age of the bond at approximately 6 days, which coincides with Tony's visit.
We're pulling surveillance video to back it up.
Good. So the question is, why go to the trouble of making a really nice forgery on the right kind of paper just to stick it back in the archives?
Is the bond still negotiable?
It's a zero option, so it never expires.
What's it worth? $1,000 face value? Drawing 9% interest?
Compounded for 64 years.
$248,000.
Well, he's a
quarter of a million, not chump change. And he's got 600 sheets of the stuff.
$150 million, give or take.
Be a rich man if he could pass them off. But it still doesn't tell us why he would take out the real bond and put in a forgery.
I think it does. What if he claimed he found boxes of the original bonds?
Dragged them out of those caves in Spain.
Yeah, how would they be authenticated?
They'd be taken to the archives and compared to the original.
Which he's already switched out with one of his own copies.
So of course they're gonna match. Oh, this is good. This is really good. All right, let's think about this.
It's Elizabeth.
Hey, would you believe me if I said I was pulling up right in front of the house now?
You lost track of time. It happened.
I hope you didn't make dinner.
Did you forget who you married? I am smarter than that. So how's Neil doing?
He met Diana.
Oh, a woman who can resist his charms. Bet that's taken some getting used to.
Is he helping?
We're on to something here, Elle.
So I won't wait up.
I'm leaving.
10 minutes, I promise. 20 at the most.
I know.
Bye.
To your food. You sound like your father.
Big plans for the weekend?
You know, I gotta fix the sink, catch a game.
With Elizabeth?
Yeah, she's into it. How cool is that? She likes to watch the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Even on your anniversary.
I see this stuff coming from 6 months out, and then I take it right in the teeth every time.
Relax, man. You still have a few days.
No, this is what happened last year. I said I'd make up for it with something special, not just a corner booth at Donatella's. And a romp in the sheets.
Skip the dinner.
Well, we've been married a decade. That doesn't cut it anymore.
Okay. Romeo, let's problem solve. What's the answer?
Sexually?
Dude, no. No, existentially. What makes her feel alive?
I'm drawing a blank.
How could you not know? You were chasing me and knew my shoe size the time I woke up.
That's the job.
It's very different. So a relationship isn't work?
Oh, no. You don't get to lecture me on relationships. My wife didn't change her identity and flee the country to get away from me. That's it. That was harsh. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you did. Did she really flee the country?
I don't know.
France? Did she go to France?
I don't know. What am I going to do?
No more relationship advice from this side of the car. Call Dr. Phil.
Okay.
I saw the best minds of my generation get run down by the drunken taxicab of absolute reality.
I hell was he? Sitting in the dark, misquoting Ginsberg.
The light's how they find you, man.
Hey, you mean you can't just help yourself here?
How'd you get in? I use this. I knocked. I introduced myself to June. She's great. Did you get a load of that granddaughter?
Thanks for coming.
What was I going to do? Not come? Can I see?
Can you pick it?
No way. No way. You flew too close to the sun, my friend. They burned your wings.
Where's Kate, Moss? Where'd she go?
She's a ghost, man. She did an outstanding job of melting away.
Well, keep looking. Check France.
France?
I know. Okay, it's probably nothing. Just look everywhere. Something else. I need you to help me figure out
who created this. It's superb. You know the worst thing about art forgery? You can't take credit for your work.
Al? This is Burke.
It's Jones. Caffrey's anklet activated. Is he with you?
No. I'm coming.
No, I've got Diana on. I'm pulling over.
Hell, I've got to go. Neil's outside his radius.
Agent Burke, you still there?
Caffrey is with me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Good morning, honey.
Peter.
You're on my couch.
Yeah, I came to talk to you, and, frankly, Peter, I have to say, I'm surprised you have such an amazing wife.
Yeah, I like her. Get off my couch.
Honey, we're just chatting.
Chatting? How did you get here?
cab. You activated your tracker. You're in my house, on my couch, with my wife.
Oh, hey, Sesmo. Honey.
Oh, you're petting my dog.
Did you really put Elizabeth under surveillance before you asked her out? Peter, I underestimated you.
You told him.
Well, he said he wanted to make sure that I wasn't seeing anybody else. Honey, I think it's cute.
I think it's adorable.
I'm putting you back in prison.
I know who the Dutchman is.
Enlighten me.
Curtis Hagen. He's an art restorer, one of the best in the world, but his own work never took off. He's particularly good at Goya restorations. That's what this is, Peter. The bond is him showing off.
Interesting theory. How do you prove it?
He signed it.
I think we might have noticed a signature tucked in the corner.
So?
Look at the pants in the Spanish peasant. What do you see? It's the initials C and H.
I don't know. That's a stretch.
This bond is a masterpiece. If I'd done something this good, I would have signed it. Hey, the forgeries you caught me on, I signed them.
Where?
Look at the bank seal under polarized light sometime. Hagen is doing a church restoration on 3rd Street. We can stop on our way in.
Fine. Meet me in the car. Can we say goodbye to my wife now?
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you after all these years.
You can't come in. We're closed for restoration.
Oh, sorry, Father.
Could we just... Could we just have a moment? Thank you.
Father.
Please, Father. My best friend is having a crisis of the soul. He's a married man. And he has the most devastatingly beautiful assistant at work. A very provocative woman. He's been tempted. More than tempted. I have details.
It's very common with men his age. Unfortunately, very common.
And I want to confront him about this before he tears apart his life. He has a lot of faults. I mean, don't get me started. He is a mess. But he's very spiritual. I know. This is the place where my words will have the most effect.
This is the city of churches. We're closed.
Surely there's another place.
This is where he was married.
5 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Sorry about that. We got 5.
Did you just lie to a priest?
Do you think Diana's attractive?
Sure.
We're good.
Nice. Oh, this Hagen guy is as good as you say. How come I've never heard of him?
You only know the guys who get caught. You know, the second best criminals.
What's that say about you?
It says there's an exception to every rule.
Look,
CNH.
Where?
Right here. Right there. CH.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? That's a C and an H.
Can I help you, gentlemen? Your face is familiar. Maybe I've seen it on the news, or perhaps on a most wanted webpage. Neil Caffrey. Forgive me if I don't shake hands with an art thief.
I was never arrested for art theft.
Not arrested. But as I recall, you were known as quite the Renaissance criminal. So you can understand my concern at having you in my space. And you are...
Just a friend.
Well, friend. The church is closed. Did you see it?
Okay. You get me curious. We'll check them out.
Listen to the spirit, son, not the flesh.
I'll do that. What's that about? Shut the door. Need your help with this.
This information on Hagen?
No, Diana's unaware of that.
This is your wife's visa bill.
Yeah, I got it all. Her eBay bids, video rentals, library books. Thank you, Patriot Act.
So you're stalking your own wife.
Want to compare notes?
Touché. You figure out what she likes?
Yeah, it's all in the summary. Pottery making, Nancy Drew mysteries, scented candles, oleander. Old jazz, anything Italian except anchovies.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find your answer tucked into a list of her eBay bids.
And help me out here. I mean, you're the romantic. I mean, what's the deal with the bottle?
It's an 82 Bordeaux.
Yeah, plus $800 a pop.
It does when it's full. I got it empty.
Empty.
But when Kate and I met, we had nothing. I got that bottle, and I used to fill it up with whatever cheap wine we could afford. We'd sit in that crappy apartment and drink it over cold pizza and pretend we were living in the Côte d'Azur.
How'd that work out for you?
It didn't. Because that bottle was a promise of a better life. What Kate got was a guy locked away for half a decade. Make Elizabeth any promises, Peter? Or you think what she really wants is oleander candles?
Hey, Diane, what do you got?
Hagen is leaving the country. He booked a flight through a private charter company in Barcelona for the 19th.
1 week. Damn it, Neil. Seeing you must have tipped him off.
He's going to Spain. That's something.
Is there any connection to our books and the bonds or the murder?
Hagen's impressive as hell. A lot of international holdings, but he keeps himself out of the muck.
You get every available agent on this. You know the good ones. Steal them if you have to. I want to know every single thing about this guy, and I don't want any excuses. Anything gets in your way...
Forge your signature. Always deal.
That's what I want to hear. If you're right about Hagen, we have 1 week to connect him to the bond. If we lose him on the 19th... Neil, if we lose him, you're back in. I can't save you.
You're late.
Hey,
give me a break. I'm a working man now.
So?
We were right about Hagen.
Of course we were right.
And I was stupid and impulsive, and he saw me. I have 1 week to link him to the bonds.
1 week or what?
I go back.
No.
Yeah. Did you find anything about Kate?
Apparently, if a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound.
Am I gonna lose her again, Moss?
Lose her? I just found her.
So did he. So did he.
Remember when you told me not to look for Kate?
Yeah.
Neil, you're putting me in a tough spot here.
These were taken 4 days ago at a San Diego ATM. She's going under the name Kate Perdue. You know what Perdue means in French?
Yeah. It means lost.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, right? Is she lost to me? Or without me?
Stop it.
I just need a couple days, okay? After this Dutchman thing is over. A couple days to go to San Diego. If you get an agent with me,
stop.
You can come with me.
Stop it. How many times are you going to screw up your life for this girl? I have to bring it to you, buddy, but she dumped you with prejudice. Exactly what is your plan if you find her?
I know there's more to our story. Okay, she disappears in the dust. No, that's not an ending.
Come on, man. We've all been there.
It gets easier. Not if she's the one. I brought this to you. Doesn't that count for something?
No. We made a deal. I gave you something good here, and you're about to blow it.
Okay. You're right. You're right, Peter. I'm a smart guy. I should know when I've been done. Did you figure out your anniversary plans yet?
I'm getting close. Very close.
So you got nothing?
Nothing. But I'll find it.
Hey, I'm gonna go grab a smoke.
Very quick.
Didn't know you smoked.
That's a nasty prison habit. I've been trying to quit.
Jones, keep an eye on him.
Yeah?
Found one from you?
These things will kill you.
That's what I keep hearing, but I'm not dead yet.
But these filters, they're good. Not for me, you understand. I tear them off.
Well, you need a light. You should try the patch.
2 years and counting, my friend. I hate the tan lines.
You don't smoke. What was I supposed to do, fire off a flare?
See you tear up the filter.
Yeah, but I'm hardcore.
This is a warehouse down by the docks. Hagen runs it through a shell corporation out of Guatemala.
You didn't know about this. How did you?
I don't think you rely on rumors as much as I do.
Let's go.
Perfect registration. I'll be running it for days.
Diane.
Yeah, boss.
I need recording equipment down here immediately.
You got it.
I am on board. Hagen is our guy, but we still don't have enough for a warrant.
We know the bonds are there. Just open the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you should read this. Warrant law. All I've got is sound coming out of a warehouse and no way to link him to the bond.
I've got to talk to your friend.
Friend?
Come on, Neil, the guy who gave you a cigarette.
I have no...
What, you think Jones is an idiot? I have to know how he connected Hagen to the warehouse. Come on, Neil, then you got to trust me.
Okay. Okay, I'll bring it to him. First thing tomorrow.
Good.
Pictures of rusty sheet metal are a surefire A.
Take them in.
crucifixion.
That's what I thought. You're a dead man.
That sounds like Inchdick Led Sand.
Keys are on the way.
Nice.
You shouldn't have signed the bonds. I'm no stranger to vanity myself, so I understand the impulse.
I'm gonna kill you. Or whatever they're giving you.
It's worth it.
It is.
You are a particular kind of bastard.
Gentlemen, we have a fugitive hiding in this building. Knock down those doors. Grab the bomb. Come on, let's go. Everybody, come on. Wait, let's go. Come on. Come on. This is what the law calls an exigent circumstance. Any of you Harvard grads know what that is? Huh? No hands? Diana?
Exigent circumstance allows us to pursue a suspect onto private property without obtaining a warrant.
And to seize any and all evidence that has been discovered in plain view, regardless of the connection to the original crime.
Hey. Remember me? Friend?
Oh, there's your lawyer.
You know, you're really bad at this escape, man.
What can I say? Cigar?
Cuban?
Who's your referee?
I'll let the cigar go, but you are a fleeing suspect. Is that the original victory bond?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
Oh. You know, this makes me 3-0.
Maybe I'm not trying hard enough.
All right. Now, I want you to keep your eyes closed.
Promise.
Right. Okay. Open. Honey, you know how every year I'm always promising you that we're gonna go
to the Caribbean.
It's sort of what you wanted.
Well, I think if I keep my eyes closed, I can actually imagine us being there. Oh, and it's getting warmer.
It is. Come here. Okay.
Let's go top.
Cheesy.
A little cheesy, but it's sweet.
Maybe this will help. Belize.
What?
I found the time. We have a week. 2 plane tickets and the seas bill in Sardinia.
In where?
Oh, this really incredible beachfront villa that the Bureau sees from this narco trafficker. It's amazing.
Oh, okay, it's enough. Just tell me it's nice.
It's nice.
I love you.
I love you.
Pull that heater in a little closer.
Yes, it's cold.
Ooh.
Okay. can't beat that view.
Did Elizabeth like it?
She loved it.
Coffee?
Yeah. Italian roast?
Going on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back in a week.
Still wearing that suit?
Yeah, I love this suit.
Did they make a decision?
Figured if we didn't, you'd end up making one of these on your own.
I'm official.
You're a consultant, and I own you for 4 years.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
You'll be here when I get back?
Where else am I going to go?